Amen. Do as I say, not as I do. Who is familiar with this modern aphorism, right? We hear it from political leaders, we hear it from authority figures, we hear it from our moms and dads. They don't actually say it, but they tell us there are things we should do for our own betterment, for the common good, and then they go off and do otherwise. The odds are that you and I have been guilty of this. There is a word to describe this condition. It is known as hypocrisy. And even though Jesus doesn't say that explicitly, it is a sin. And it is something that can distance us from God. And ironically, it often happens when we think we're doing things that draw us closer to God. Now, this passage from Mark involves something of an intramural discussion. It is Jews arguing with Jews. And Mark was writing for a wider audience, and he wanted to tell them something about the way they lived. First off, Mark engages in some broad brush generalizations here. The religious practice amongst the Jews, amongst Christians, among Muslims, everywhere throughout history has varied. And some people have followed things more closely than others. If we look at the church today, we can see that there's a wide spread of belief. There's a wide variety of worship. And we need to be careful when we are applying broad brush generalizations. However, I will give Mark credit. He knew that the people that he was speaking to, that his gospel would be shared with, really didn't know anything about Jewish customs or practice. People may have thought they knew, and indeed I suspect we feel that way about other religions and other traditions, but often we're acting simply on our suppositions, on rumors, on something a friend of a friend has told us, and from there we just go on to believe we know everything there is to know. So what is this about washing hands, and why is it a problem? Didn't our parents tell us we should always wash our hands before we eat meals? Personal hygiene is good. At first blush, we would think that the Pharisees are right and Jesus is not. Jesus is not talking about personal hygiene. Nobody back in the first century knew about personal hygiene as we understand it. This was all ritual. And at the core of Jewish belief were certain practices that helped the community to define itself. And often it was defining itself against the wider world. They didn't want to be subsumed by other cultures and overtaken by other peoples. So there were lots of things that the ancient Israelites and the Jews did that set themselves apart. And this wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing. However, Jesus knew that with anything else in life, sometimes we can take our actions, our traditions, our rituals too far. And he's here talking with the Pharisees who take issue with his followers who are eating with supposedly defiled hands. And he's telling them that it's not the actions that matter. It is our motives. It's what's in our hearts. If you think about the church today, so often we are worried about what is the right form of worship. How do we do things like communion? We get lost in the details and we lose sight of the reason for what we're doing. You heard Ron read from Deuteronomy. And there he was talking about the law being given to help the people live in their new land, to understand who they are. It was to give shape to a people and purpose to their lives. It wasn't meant to be a mindless list of items to be checked off. But many people live that way. And indeed, today, many people do the same. Jesus told us that he had come to fulfill the law, not to abolish it. And sometimes the things he said shocked people. If you listen closely to the reading, Jesus was talking about defecation. Now, if I started preaching about that from the pulpit, I think you'd all be shocked. I'm not going to do that. But clearly, Jesus wanted to get people's attention. He was grabbing them by the proverbial lapels and shaking them. This was important stuff for them to hear. What goes into your body does not defile you. It's what comes out. And think about it. The things we say, the things we do, the things we value, the things we prize, all of that says what our priorities are. And it says whether or not we are people who love God or we are people who will go our own way. Today there is a big premium put on telling it like it is. But oftentimes, people say one thing, and as we said before, they do another. Jesus is calling us to do more than that. He's not only telling us to tell it like it is, but to live it. And that's not always easy. Sometimes we can be drawn astray. We can look at the church today, and we do not necessarily see avatars of good behavior. We can look at the Catholic Church and we can see the scandals that are going on and we can think, oh, you people, you're hypocrites. And we might look at the evangelicals and the way they're engaged in politics now and say, oh, you're hypocrites. But guess what? We mainline Protestants are hypocrites too. We will often say things and then not live our lives in accordance with that. One of the things I've been thinking about recently is the way our church talks a lot about the environment and how we should take care of the world and God's creation. That all sounds reasonable, right? But sometimes it seems that that has become a religion in and of itself. And it's fine to drive a Prius or to invest in a fund that doesn't invest in fossil fuels, but to then be part of a society that is drawing on fossil fuels, that is polluting, just to continue as we are is hypocrisy. So we all need to think about the way we lead our lives. We're called to be a light unto the nations, someone that people can look up to. That's not always easy. Sometimes we just want to say, no thanks, I'll let somebody else do that. But I think we as a community, despite all of our faults, have taken seriously this call to witness to God's love and Jesus' grace and the power of the Holy Spirit through what we do in the community. One of the reasons we're engaged with UVIP is we think it is important for us to stand with other people of faith. One of the reasons we have a community dinner every month, and it's not always easy for us to pull off, is we know we have facilities here that we can share with others. Our doors are open to all for worship, and we welcome everybody. Not always easy to do, but we try our best. Shortly, we will share in communion, and I hope when you come to the table, you'll be thinking about what this meal represents. That you won't just come forward because that's what we do every month, but that as you take the bread and dip it in the juice, you will reflect on what Jesus has done for us. You will reflect on the way Jesus lived his life and the way he calls us to live our lives. So we'll take that aphorism from the beginning of the service and we'll change it a little bit. And maybe it's going to be harder to live out, but I think it's what Jesus would want us to do. So don't just do as I say, but do as I do.